This is a Fox News alert. Key races being decided. I'm Lee Silasara. It's 9 o'clock in New York. Polls have just closed in 15 more states, and we are ready for our next major round of projections. In the Senate, we begin in the battleground state of Arizona, where the Fox News Decision Desk says Democratic Senator Mark Kelly and Republican venture capitalist Blake Masters are locked in a tight race. Over to Wisconsin, where incumbent Republican Ron Johnson and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes are also locked in a close race. In Colorado, again a battleground. The race is too early to call, but incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett leads Republicans believe Joe O'Day, a moderate local business owner, has a good chance to take his seat. And the Fox News Decision Desk has projected Florida Republican Ron DeSantis has defeated Democrat Charlie Crist. Fox's Tom Graham has this live.
Lisa, Democrat Charlie Crist wasted little time in conceding the governor's race.
Governor DeSantis, to you and your family, I wish you only the best. And I wish the best to my fellow Floridians.
Well, DeSantis appears to have easily cruised to re-election in Florida 4 years ago. He just squeaked out a victory over his Democrat rival. It could be a sign DeSantis is gaining in popularity or that Florida is turning from a purple to a more solid red state. Fox News Decision Desk has also called a win for GOP Senator Marco Rubio over Democrat Val Demings. Lisa.
Tom Moore from the Fox News Decision Desk, which can project that Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth will defeat Republican Attorney Kathy Salvey. Duckworth is an Iraq War veteran and Purple Heart recipient. Also in Illinois, the Decision Desk says that Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker will win a second term. He prevails over GOP challenger Darren Bailey. Listen to Fox News Radio's Democracy 2022 election night coverage live tonight on the Fox News app. Just click listen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More information from the Fox News Decision Desk. In governor's races in New York, the Fox News Decision Desk says incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul has a lead against GOP House Rep. Lee Zeldin. Nobody thought this race in the Empire State would even be close until polling showed crime was by far the number one issue among Republican voters. In Arizona, another high-profile contest is also too early to call. The race between Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake. The Fox News Decision Desk says that in Michigan, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a slight lead, but that race also too early to call. An Illinois man who had his jail sentence commuted last year is now back behind bars and facing charges in multiple states.
Gerald Reed had his conviction overturned last year and sentence commuted by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker after Reed and his lawyers argued that his confession to a 1990 double murder was beaten out of him by Chicago police. Now Reed finds himself back in trouble with the law.
For a level three, it's anywhere from a minimum of 3 years up to 16 years in jail.
Adam Tavita speaking to Fox 32 Chicago. He's Gerald Reed's public defender in Lake County, Indiana, where he's currently being held in jail after allegedly robbing two women at gunpoint in a Walmart parking lot. Reed's been arrested and charged multiple times in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin over the past few months. He's also facing a potential retrial in that double murder case. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A major winter storm pounding California, bringing rain and snow along with possible flash flooding in areas recently scarred by wildfires. Forecasters expect between 1 and 3 inches of rainfall rainfall throughout Wednesday in the Los Angeles area's coast and in the Los Angeles valleys. On Wall Street, Election Day brought another rise in stocks. The Dow ate 333 points. The Nasdaq gained 51. The S&P plus 21. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.